Live from Camden Yards, it's another Orange Pennant Race update from our WNST correspondent, Luke Jones.
Gunnar Henderson met with the media prior to Game 1 against Kansas City.
Yeah, just got to go out there and continue to, whoever shows up, just go out there and continue to play our game. We weren't too worried about who it would be in the sense. Just got to know that we got to go out there and continue to play. It's postseason, so anything can happen, and they're two outstanding teams. So we're just going out there and trying to play the best ball that we can play.
Gunnar, is there anything you're taking away from last season's experience that you can roll over into preparation for this go-around in the postseason?
Yeah, definitely learned on some of the bad experiences that we had there last year in the postseason. Kind of used it to fuel us this year and give us the kick that we need to push through and hopefully make a good run this year.
Connor, you played 159 games, two of the most in the majors. How important is it to you that you play that often? And are you feeling, and how do you feel right now?
Yeah, I feel really good for this point in the year. Body feels really well. I feel like just the staff, the training staff, and the weight room coaches have helped me get my body ready and keep it healthy throughout the year. And I feel like that's the biggest thing is just taking care of it early to help in this point in the year. Yeah, earlier in the year, we had a chance to catch up, and then obviously at the All-Star game, we had a chance to talk and stuff, so it's cool kind of having a guy that you've played with throughout the high school circuits and stuff and even into pro ball. It's cool having a guy that you can kind of keep up with, and yeah, it's fun watching him out there.
Do you remember the first time you played against him?
I guess it was in the big leagues.
Okay.
Yeah, because we always played on the same set because we're in relatively the same region in high school stuff.
Gunnar, was getting back Mountcastle and Westburg and Urias something you guys tangibly felt or just made the team better?
Yeah, I mean, we've had them up the whole year, and then obviously it doesn't help when all three of them go down, but being able to get them back and help us in this postseason push was awesome, and just it also got the guys that we're going to need on the bench to get some good experiences as well, because postseason is going to take every guy on the roster. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what we can do.
Coming into the year, Corbin Burns, and how much has he lived up to it as the guy who was your opening day starter and now your starter here going into postseason?
Yeah, it's been awesome being able to watch him. I mean, being able to watch it from up the middle and just kind of see how his stuff moves and how he attacks hitters has been really awesome to watch, and really looking forward to him in the postseason atmosphere.
To the extent you've seen Bobby kind of grow as a player and get a little better, does it kind of just feel like he's scratching the surface and, you know, as a guy with just a ceiling that still continues to kind of get raised?
Yeah, he seems like he's progressed each and every year that he's played, and it seems like he's only getting better. So it's really fun to watch and really fun to follow him. Yeah, I mean, the offense started clicking and the pitchers have been throwing it really well. And, yeah, I felt like it's setting us up to get going. And it seems like we've been putting up a decent amount of runs the past week. And, yeah, hopefully it's setting us up for a good run. Yeah, I mean, last year we obviously, through the regular season, didn't get swept, so it wasn't much going against us at that point. And then this year, obviously, we had a little bit of struggle the second half, so I felt like we learned how to go through it earlier and became a little bit more battle-tested in that sense. So I feel like it's going to help us in this aspect of the game, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Were there times during the second half, though, where you started to wonder, like, hey, are we going to get back on track? Are we going to be able to make a postseason run? And if so, how did you sort of block out any of those thoughts, knowing, hey, when we get our guys back healthy, we can do this?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's just a testament to the guys that we have in the clubhouse. I mean, nobody ever thought that we wouldn't get through it. It was just a matter of when. And, yeah, it's, I mean, it's tough in time, especially because you keep playing every single day, and it does get tough at some points, but you just got to keep going out there and just keep fighting it until you push through.
What specifically did you learn from going through those hard times? I mean, you, and some of the players, you had never experienced losing, really, at any point in your professional careers.
Yeah, it's definitely a good learning experience for this early stages in, I know, my career specifically, but for a lot of the guys who are just starting theirs as well, is just, I mean, you just got to stick with it. You just got to continue to go out there and put in the work. I mean, it gets repetitive some days, but you just got to go out there and make the most out of each and every day. And baseball is a weird game. All it takes is one swing or one pitch or one play, and just got to go out there and continue to play until it happens. Yeah, I mean, like I said, sometimes all it takes is one swing, and it can kind of take all the pressure off people and just let us go out there and play freely. And I felt like that was one of them. That was a big swing and a big win at that point in time.
Connor, do you let yourself daydream now about what is possible? You're in the postseason where legacies are really cemented, and as a young guy thinking about what the possibilities might be, do you let yourself go there?
No, we just try to, I know as a team and as for myself, we just try to take it one day at a time, one pitch at a time. We just try to get out there and do the best we can with each and every day, and try not to get too far ahead, because you want to ultimately stay in the moment and be where your feet are. And that's what I try to tell myself as well, and just to not let things get too far ahead. Yeah, of course. I mean, watching him in the high school stuff, he was obviously number one player in the country, and he was that for a reason. I mean, he did a lot of things exceptionally well, and ultimately you're seeing him at the big league level as well.
Do